Hey, Brita community members, welcome back. Ready for another Brita Swimming Club story?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Well, today we've got one from Manfred,
Oh man.
full of the earth, really,
I love Manfred.
He shared a little bit about his summer holiday with his wife, Kirsten.
Okay.
So get ready, we're going on a journey,
I'm ready.
and I'm going to read this exactly as he wrote it.
Okay.
All right. My wife and I left Bad Wildungen on August 24th at 16:00:00.55 precisely.
Wow, precise.
We were a minute late, which is better than Dibon. My wife caused the delay. I tried to gain the time by crossing the first red traffic light, but it didn't work. All other traffic lights were against me.
Sounds about right, yeah.
All right, so they're on their way. The next 4 hours passed without incident. We loitered on the Autobahn, singing Fahren, Fahren, Fahren auf der Autobahn by Kraftwerk.
Nice.
We eventually arrived at a campsite not far from Nuremberg. There, we met a few other campers and had a pleasant evening together.
Oh, I love.
The next morning, we continued south, trying to get to our destination in Carrington. But there was a horrible traffic jam all the way. It got on my nerves.
Oh, I hate that.
Okay, so they finally arrive. The next morning, we set up our temporary home, prepared the caravan, set up the BBQ, very important, made everything comfy and cozy for our 3 week stay. Then, after a lot of extremely hard work, I kicked off my shoes and put my legs on a chair.
Oh, a BBQ. That's amazing.
Manfred understands the essential, very important
Yeah.
BBQ.
Yes. Very important.
My wife had the crazy idea to drive to Slovenia by car.
Slovenia.
We just arrived in Austria, but she already wanted to leave. To get there, we had to drive through a long tunnel. It was built in the Second World War by forced laborers. I was afraid I would have to stop to repair any damage in the tunnel. But eventually, I saw the light at the end.
Oh, I love Slovenia. Such a beautiful country.
We had a look at Blent, which is a nice town on a lake, and we drove to Ljubljana, the capital city.
Ljubljana, yes.
It's actually a nice place. It has kept its charm. They avoided building horrible shops in the city center, which was good because my wife couldn't go shopping as much as she wanted. After a pleasant trip, we drove back to our BBQ. We finished the day with delicious steaks and French fries. Bought in Germany, so they weren't really French, but they are still called French fries. Nobody can tell me why.
That's so funny.
Okay. After doing nothing much the next morning, we decided to go on our first cycle tour. We didn't really go far, only about 15 kilometers to a small town nearby. The motivation was to visit an ice cream parlor. My wife is addicted to ice cream and will travel for miles to eat some.
That's my kind of bike ride.
Like the advertisement for Camel cigarettes, travel for miles to light up.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
But there wasn't much more to see.
Okay, so 15 kilometers for ice cream.
That's dedication.
That was worth it.
A few days later, we were in the same town. The police were very friendly. They gave me a certificate telling me that I wasn't allowed to park the car there. I was allowed to buy it for 20 euro.
What?
It was a fair price, but the ice cream was not included. It's not very tourist friendly. Maybe next time.
Oh, a parking ticket?
Yeah, maybe they were so focused on that ice cream.
They missed the signs.
Sylvie was right.
Oh, silly.
Before we left, she asked me, "What happens if it rains?" And yes, it did rain. But no problem, we had plenty to do to relax, read, watch TV, kill time. But killing time is difficult because it keeps coming back. But it's wonderful fun.
Even rainy days on holiday can be lovely.
See, Sylvie, always thinking ahead.
Always.
Every morning, no matter the weather, I dutifully took my bicycle to the bakery and got the morning rolls. It's curious. When I'm on holiday, I enjoy doing things I normally hate doing at home. I eat things I normally don't eat and do things I normally don't do, like washing the dishes.
It's funny how holidays change our perspective on things, isn't it?
After 2 days of relaxing and cycling, we took our car and drove around the Werther See. The car was happy, it enjoyed the exercise, and loved exploring the new area. The roads were like at home in Germany, and our car enjoyed saying hello to all the other cars. The area is like tourist high castle.
Tourist High Castle.
We also passed the hotel where they filmed the Schloss am Wörthersee.
Oh, wow.
We also saw something about the singer and actor, Mr. Roy Black, who was actually called Gerhard Hollerich.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes our car wanted to stop and have a look at the area where it could relax and get away to quiet areas where there are no tourists. I think the car liked that, and so did we. You have to understand, Germans love their cars and don't want to stress them too much. Happy car, happy husband.
Oh, that's cute.
We had to compare the DB with the IRB.
Okay.
We took a train to Klagenfurt, which means the town of complaints or accusations.
The town of complaints.
But we could not complain about the IRB. So we decided to go to the city center to see if we could complain about anything there.
Oh, no.
We had such a great time. Then we eventually found something to complain about. We had to stick to the departure times of the trains. They could not wait for us to finish our day. We think that this should change.
They always find something.
Much to our surprise, there was a huge party in the town center with music, a flea market. Fleas are little insects that flee. We don't know where the Klagenfurt fleas fled from.
Yeah.
They were too busy fleeing from people who didn't want them to flee. I think fleeing fleas lead a difficult life. My wife and I fled Klagenfurt, nothing to complain about. And in the evening, we enjoyed the company of our BBQ.
Back to the BBQ. I love that. Klagenfurt sounds fun.
It does. We had a good holiday. When we felt like doing nothing, we did that. When we felt like doing something, we did that too. Good fun was when we did something which was actually nothing.
So true.
On the way home, we stopped at a large field, and we were the only caravan there. In the middle of the night, we heard a noise. We were expecting the worst. Ghosts, monsters, animals.
Ooh, spooky.
The next morning, we saw another caravan close to ours. It was time to plan our next holiday. This holiday was too short because we expected the worst, when in fact, we should have expected the best. 3 weeks is not enough for a holiday.
3 weeks is never enough for a holiday.
Never enough. So there you have it. Another tale from our Brita Swimming Club.
Oh, that was lovely.
I love listening to Manfred's stories. They always make me smile.
Me too. He's got such a unique perspective on things.
He really does. And I think there's a lot we can learn from his approach to life. You know, finding joy in the simple things, embracing the unexpected, and always remembering to have a little bit of fun.
Yeah, I think that's a great takeaway.
So, Brita community members, have you got any holiday plans coming up? Or maybe you've got a favorite holiday memory you want to share? Head over to the forum and let us know.
We'd love to hear from you.
Hope you enjoyed the story. See you soon.
Claire and Sam.